Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for the Talk Sport Clips of the Week. Andy, would you care to kick us off?
I'd love to. And we kick off with Simon Jordan on White and Jordan with an old phrase, we think.
There are no assurances that they don't find themselves in the same predicament anytime soon again.
Well, it's the fool me once, sort of shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
That's very true.
Which one is it?
Shame on you, shame on me.
Mansfield one, Tram
for me, yeah, it might be day with the goal. And the burning question at TalkSport this week has been, is our own Hugh Woozencroft telepathic?
Let's discuss the magnitude of the evening as a whole and events at Villa Park, where we'll find the former Burnley and Wolves striker, Chris Uolumo. Good evening, Chris. Very, very well, my friend. Very, very well.
What a skill that is.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
He just knows what he's saying and thinking. It's amazing.
Alan Brazil now, alongside Ray Parler on Breakfast, auditioning for the role of TalkSport's golf correspondent.
Tiger Woods struggled, Al. I don't know if you didn't see it, did you? He struggled yesterday. No. Big time.
If I'm being dead honest, I didn't even know it was on.
Tremendous.
Rupert Bell, Bob Bubka, you should be quaking in your boots. Alan stepping up as the golf correspondent. Here's Jamie O'Hara on the sports bar after last night's Everton Palace game, taking a call from the other side of the world.
You've got a lot of Evertonians listening tonight and the car's home in the UK from the ground, coming out of the ground. You're from Australia. Give us an Everton song in Australian.
Well, it's quite a difficult language to understand. So if he sings it in purely Australian, I think we all may struggle. But maybe he could sort of do it half and half for us. That'd be nice, yeah.
This is Ian Danter commentating on Port Vale versus Swindon last night.
James Wilson, lovely pirouette on halfway to get away from his man and feeds it through to Harrit, who's offside. He hasn't heard the flag and he's driven the ball wide anyway.
Hadn't heard the flag.
You can hear the swishing.
It does. You can get quite a swishing sound, can't you, if you get ahead of steam up. Here's Laura Woods, Gabby Agbonlahor and Sam Ellard and Breakfast talking movies.
On this day, 1995, Braveheart was released.
What a film.
You having
what
that?
What a film.
Yeah?
Unbelievable.
You've seen it?
Braveheart?
Yeah.
100 times.
Can you remember the iconic line that he says?
No.
Fair enough.
Watch out, Mark Commode.
Obviously didn't leave much of an impact on Gab, I wouldn't think.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
It's Paul Coyte on Early Breakfast now, being a touch rude to his man at the control desk, Stuart.
Go on.
What I do is I put your fader up for you, so you can hit the...
This is technical talk, by the way. Your fader. But volume knob. But
no need for that, Coyte. He's doing his best. No need for bad language. Here's some... unintentional poetry from Adrian Durham at the Europa League final in Seville.
They want to savour every last drop of this occasion, and the Eintracht Frankfurt fans playing their part. All white to our right. It looks quite the sight.
Panairs of Talk Sport.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well done, Adrian. Back to Big Alan now, looking ahead to the football.
OK, Villa travel to Villa Park, Live and TalkSport kick-off from 8.
Well, I suppose they do. Yeah. They don't all live at the ground, do they? They just sleep in the exec boxes. Time for a quiz on Breakfast with Laura Woods, Darren Bent and Ali McCoist.
But what did Felix Baumgartner break the internet doing in 2012 as part of a live-streamed Red Bull stunt?
I remember what he did.
Sure they are.
So do I. He fell, I think, from space... He fell from space?
Aye, he did, mate. He did.
I think he fell from Earth to space.
That takes him doing, doesn't it? Old thing, gravity tends to get in the way.
And surely he jumped, didn't fall. Yeah. If that's like, he fell out of the plane.
He was on some scaffolding, you know, he was a bricklayer. He went, whoop! Next thing he knew, about 25 minutes later. So time now for this week's carry-on talk sport from Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues.
Let me tell you what else we've got lined up for you on this wet, damp Sunday morning. I'll be standing to attention when I talk to Squadron Sergeant Major Anthony Dyer, the Secretary of the Army Carp Group.
Dirty boy.
What's
next?
This is a caller to Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar discussing subs coming on for penalty shootouts.
It didn't work in the Euros. Didn't work in a variety of different games. It hasn't worked, and I think.
No, I never agree with it. I have to agree with you, Nick. I don't agree with it.
Well, do you agree with it or don't you agree with it, Jay? I've got no idea what he does and doesn't agree with. Meanwhile, on Breakfast last Monday, Laura introduced a chat with an FA Cup final penalty shootout hero.
Kostas Tsimikas spoke to TalkSport about his winning penalty.
I went inside because Robbo had the cramps.
Oh dear, I'm sure Robbo won't thank you for letting that particular cat out of the bag. That's fantastic work. I hope he gets it sorted soon. Oh, the cramps.
Cramps.
He had the cramps. Yeah, yes. Rockabilly voodoo. Sorry. And one finally, for Danny Kelly. And that's okay.
And finally, it's a sin actor, Callum Scott Howes, chatting on the show yesterday about fellow Welshman Aaron Ramsey's time at Rangers.
You know, I like Rangers, and I think they're a great club. And I just think when he went there, I thought he was a surefire starter.
Now, that reminded us, and indeed quite a lot of you and Charlie Baker, of something.
I'm a fire starter, a surefire starter. Surefire starter.
There we are, Callum. He's immortalised on the clips of the week. He'll be pleased with that. We should thank Charlie Baker. Whatever happened to him? Craig, James Hasty, Nigel Summers, Alan Jenkins, Andrew Chambers, Kurt Woolin, Shah, Roger in Durham, Steve C, Frankie Boy, and Les Miserable, of course, indeed. They all suggested clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089. You can tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard it go out so we can listen back. And if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.